Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we are joined by Jenny Unternair of All Dolled Up, who is hosting a prom dress giveaway in its fifth year. Could you tell me a little bit about the prom dress giveaway event that you have going on this weekend?
Sure. It's something I started. This is my fifth year doing it, and it is simply that. It is a prom dress giveaway. I collect donations of gowns from community members, and I've even had a bridal store that donated some gowns, and I basically just give them away to girls who, you know, have a little bit more difficult time affording the really nice ones for prom. I want everybody to have a really good evening, you know, a fun night evening out without having to worry about how they're going to pay for the gown, you know, for their special evening. So it's just something that kind of came to me a few years ago, and I started it up, and it's just kind of grown from there.
And how did you come up with that idea for doing this?
I used to work at the school, and just kind of looking around and thinking about the years to come. And I'd seen a few of those Facebook garage sale sites where everybody was reselling their gowns that they'd worn. And I thought, wow, prices really went up since I went to prom. And just thinking about the unaffordability of some of those gowns. And so I thought, well, you know, I'm just going to put it out there, see if I can get some donations of gowns. And like I said, it just kind of grew from there, and just getting the word out to all the school districts in the area. So this includes, you know, I'm from Wayland, so obviously I include the Waco School District, but I get the word out to Washington and Winfield, Mount Pleasant, all the other surrounding schools. And so I've had about six different schools kind of total who have come, or, you know, girls from those schools who have come to get gowns.
You had kind of briefly touched on this, but how much can a prom dress cost these days?
Oh, goodness, my goodness. Well, they can range, you know, even used ones can be $100 or $200, but, you know, some girls spend up to $500 on a gown. So, you know, it just kind of ranges from where they get them and where they, or unless they, you know, buy them used from somebody who has previously had them. So, yeah, gowns can kind of be all over the place, but still even $100 can be a lot for somebody.
And what sizes and styles would you say you have the most of?
The most of, probably that 6 to 10 range. I'm always looking for the larger sizes. Seems to be kind of where I have the least of, just because just there aren't as many of have been donated. And then the other thing I run into is in those sizes, they tend to vary a lot more. Everybody who's size 16 or 14 or 12 aren't all shapes the same as the smaller gals, who can kind of, you know, seem to kind of slip into whatever they need to. So definitely if anybody wants to donate, that's the sizes, you know, 12 and up.
And when does this event take place?
This event, I'm just doing one this season, and it is this Saturday, March 5th, from 9 to 11 at the Wayland Youth Center in, quote, downtown Wayland.
And do people often give their dresses back after prom?
I have had one girl who's come back twice with her gown. It's not a requirement, and there's no other requirements. You don't have to show me your need for it. I figure if you're there, you need it.
Is that something you'd like people to start doing, is to turn them back in so that they can be reused year to year?
Oh, absolutely. That's just one more way to recycle. And you know, another gal in another school can certainly get some enjoyment out of the gown, too. So, yep, absolutely. I always offer it up every year, so we'll see. But definitely donations by people. You know, people have them hanging in their closets, collecting dust. I'll wear that someday or maybe sometime, you know, and so get them out of the closets, bring them on over, you know, and they can contact me through the All Dolled Up for Prom. It's All Dolled Up, but All Dolled Up for Prom is the Facebook page. Contact me, and I've kind of got some feelers out in other communities, family members or friends who can, you know, help me get the donations.
And is there anything else that you think our listeners would need to know about that I haven't touched on yet?
I have had the last couple of years donations from local spas and photographers who have donated sessions for photography or manicures or hairstyles and stuff like that. So I'm always looking for donations for that kind of thing, too. But I also do have those for the girls that do get gowns. They can sign up to win one of those.
Again, that was Jenny Unternair of All Dolled Up. She is hosting a free dress giveaway in Wayland this weekend at the Wayland Youth Center from 9 to 11 a.m. We thank Jenny for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.